Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're going to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about controlling the uncontrollable. Doesn't that sound cool? Yeah, you got power. We're going to give it to you. And if we get time, we're going to be also talking about your immune system, of course, because we're in the getting into the cold and flu season here. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military, our righteous men and women in uniform. We're praying for them. God's hand of protection be on them. And while we're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, we want God's hand of protection on all of us here in America. Going to pray for righteous men and women to rise up, have a backbone, and just say no to this tyranny. You know, battles are not, well, they don't belong to the strong, the valiant, or the great. They belong to the Lord. That's right. So we're going to ask the Lord for some help and give him the victory. And if it's his will, it'll be done. Of course, it's our job to ask. So seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, Frank, thank you. All right, what do we got here? Anybody out there on that aspirin therapy? We've reported on this prior, but it's back in the news again. Macular degeneration could be a side effect of the, you know, aspirin a day therapy for, you know, blood thinning purposes. That's right. Researchers led by a team, Dr. Barbara Klein, they analyzed a lot of statistics from the Beaver Dam Eye Study. And under Klein's study, which, by the way, is published in it was published in last December's Journal of the American Medical Association. And what they found, macular degeneration usually is caused by, you know, age or poor diets. They also said that the side effect of the aspirin therapy, could open you up, increase your risk to the vision problem. So FYI out there. What else do we have in the quacker? MRIs, those magnetic reticent imagery, it's a step up from the CT scan and x-rays. Well, doctors are getting caught. They're ordering too many of these MRIs. Of course, I know why. I used to work in a neurology field. I worked for a neurology center and rehab, and then I worked for a neurosurgeon group. Anyway, in the state of North Carolina, these doctors can, you know, make a living entirely on the kickbacks they get for ordering these studies. But by the time you get to the neurologist, you know, there's kind of a given you're going to have one of these. But still, back then, this was in the 80s and 90s, an MRI was about $800. 400 of that went to the doctor. Yeah, the hospital would pay the doctor $400 if they would schedule the study at their hospital, because, you know, doctors had, you know, they had privileges at more than one hospital, so the hospitals were competing. So in order to get the doctor to send the patient to them, they said, well, you know, you send them over here, we'll give you $400 of that $800. So, I mean, doctors could have just, you know, got out on the street and given a prescription to a hobo to go get an MRI and made $400. I know that's an exaggeration, but you know what I'm saying. Well, basically, a study that was published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Radiology showed evidence that should suggest that doctors with financial stakes in the medical imaging field could needlessly be ordering more tests than need be, about a third more tests. So they're on to you guys. Hope you know. What else is in the quacker? Burger King. I don't eat there, but I know a lot of people that do. World's number two hamburger chain. I think McDonald's is number one. Yeah. Anyway, they just announced today they're coming out with this new French fry called the Satisfries. The Satisfries are 270 calories compared to the regular fry. That's 340 calories, you know, per serving. So that's your, you know, little serving of fries. I don't know, small, medium, large, whatever. So Burger King, the officials say that they've adjusted same potato oil and batter, but they've adjusted these ingredients so that the French fry doesn't absorb as much oil. Okay, so you're getting 70 fewer calories per order of fries. Should make you feel better, see? 30% fewer calories. Anyway, fast food trains, they just have different serving sizes, and it's hard to compare. You know, super size, large. I mean, when I was in high school, I did a brief stint at the McDonald's, the Golden Arches. Yes, I did. And that was back in the day where you had to memorize the menu and the pricing, and your cash register was just like a bunch of numbers. It wasn't any pictures. You had to actually make change in your head. Those were the days, right, when you actually had to use some math. Anyway, that, you know, small, medium, large, pretty basic back then, right? And then I think when they went to the supersize, all of a sudden the large was the medium. Is weird. I was just like, whoa, how can anybody eat all that? I don't know. Last but not least, in the quacker, Here's a, we're going to go to the UK. Grandmother, 72-year-old Merlene Barnes, all her life suffered from Crohn's disease. If you don't know what that is, about 500,000 people in the U.S. have it. It's an inflammatory bowel disorder. Usually doctors will prescribe anti-inflammatory drugs and corticosteroids, and then if that doesn't work, they'll just, you know, cut out some of your colon. But anyway, this grandmother, she got tired of being sick and tired, and so she just decided, you know what, I'm going out there and I'm going to eat the bark on that tree. Yeah, I'm not kidding. She did. She went to the park, and she found a couple of trees. She tried some bark. Some barks didn't work so good, some barks, but anyway, she found the tree that worked, and she grinds it up, 120 milliliters of ground tree bark a day, and her gastroenterologist has confirmed through recent studies, she has no evidence of Crohn's disease anymore. By eating tree, little fiber goes a long way, eh? Yeah. All right, less paper and pulp from the trees, but, you know, we got less Crohn's disease to go. That's good. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thanks, Frank. I gotta sing Frank's praises. Frank is the best engineer in the business. Gotta say it. There you go, Frank. Applause, applause, applause. All right, moving along to the next segment. We're going to talk about controlling the uncontrollable. What am I talking about? Well, I'm going to be talking about, you know, overactive bladder and incontinence. Oh, I've talked about it in the past. Talked about it before. Yes, I have. And, you know, there are some natural ways to calm down the nerve endings in the bladder wall to avoid this problem. But adult diapers have taken off like no other. They have become big business, offering a temporary solution for malfunctioning bladders. Now, I recently read a report where some adults voluntarily wear adult diapers, not because they have incontinence issues, but because it saves them time. Yeah, it saves them time. How many folks on the floor of the stock exchange wear diapers and want to take a potty break? Think about it. It is not something you advertise, but, you know, adults in Japan love to save time, and they're big into the disposable diapers. I'm not joking. Japanese women are using adult diapers not because they have overactive bladders, but because they don't want to take time out to take a pit stop. Have we come this far that we don't have time to, you know, pee? Seriously? Not the normal way. So is there a way to get at the cause of incontinence and the overactive bladder function? Yes, we're going to find out. So I have to ask this. What is happening? What is happening? Now, an article in the Japanese magazine SPA Oddity Central that stated that Japanese women are acting more like men. Yeah, the article complained about how women were becoming slobs and not cleaning or picking up after themselves. They neglect to shave, and they wear adult diapers. So wearing adult diapers in Japan among the women has become so popular. Get this, guys. Sales of the adult diapers have surpassed the baby diaper sales. Goodness. Right. So in Japan, you've got the elderly, of course, wearing the adult diapers, but now you got the younger adults wearing the disposable adult diapers. Okay. In 2008, the manufacturers of the adult diapers held a fashion show. And you maybe have seen those recent TV ads where an actress is modeling how no one will know you're wearing one. She's wearing a, you know, kind of a hugging type of dress. You can't tell, you know. There are so many diapers sold in Japan, they have to recycle them and use them as fuel pellets. That's for sure. They're recycling soiled adult diapers. Yep, they're fuel pellets. got one of those, you know, I don't know. I've seen those wood stoves where you put pellets in instead of wood. Maybe that's it. Well, it also seems commonplace, get this, for gamblers to wear diapers into the casinos. Yeah. So if you want to be kicked off the casino floor, make sure, if you don't want to be kicked off the casino floor, make sure that your adult diaper isn't showing or it's not smelling. You know, gamblers, they're betting on that adult diaper to hold 9 cups of fluid before it needs to be changed. Really? Just so you can gamble. Okay, now let's get back to the United States. Turning our adult diaper needs over to the U.S. now, we find that these diapers, are worn by 25 million Americans. Now, discarded diapers account for 17.5 million tons of garbage, taking up 7% of the landfills. So this does not include the infant or toddler disposable diapers. So can you imagine what Japan is like, where the Japanese mothers change infant diapers twice as often as the American mothers do? Now, some may say biodegradable diaper is the answer. Sounds good. However, the California Integrated Waste Management Board says that it wouldn't make a dent because the diapers would not break down fast enough, take about 500 years to decompose. So the materials to make a year's worth of diapers, you're going to need 250,000 trees and 82,000 tons of plastic. That's according to the naturalenvironment.com website. So the average adult is going to add about 1,100 to 1,500 diapers per year to their landfill, which means billions of adult diapers are made and sold every year. Well, let's ask the drug industry, what would they do about this? Well, the drug industry says that they have the answer to saving all those trees and our global landfills. Okay, they've come up with this transdermal patch called the Oxitrol. Have you seen the ad for that? It's kind of new. Transdermal, it's a patch, so the medicine goes through the skin. Sort of like, you know, a smoker's patch, if you will. So the patch contains a drug it reduces the muscle spasms of the bladder and the urinary tract. So there are plenty of warnings that come with this patch, such as, don't use it if you have glaucoma. Don't use it if you have intestinal or stomach blockages or urination problems. Really? Side effects are blurred vision, dizziness, drowsiness, and should use caution if you're going to be operating machinery or driving. Also, alcohol consumption is said to magnify the side effects. And you should also use caution if you exercise, because you should not get overheated while you're using the Oxitrol patch. Also, you're supposed to avoid getting dehydrated and avoid hot weather. Apparently, your patch has a vampire aversion to sunlight. You don't want to expose the patch to sunlight. Didn't say why, just says don't. So you can't be wearing one of these patches and have an MRI study. Have to take it off. Must mess up the equipment. Also, there seems to be a medical concern using the patch if you suffer from liver, kidney, or prostate disease. And you may not be able to use this product if you have a neurological disease, like Guillain-Barré or something like that. Pregnant women have to avoid the patch, as the FDA states it's going to harm your unborn child. And also, the drug company is really not sure if the chemicals in the patch will penetrate breast milk and harm the baby. Nursing mothers, FYI. Also, the drug industry offers approximately 2 drugs designed for incontinence and overactive bladder, the flavonoxate pill and the Oxitrol patch. Now, there's 19 off-label drugs that doctors can prescribe for your incontinence issue, and all that these drugs will do is temporarily block signals to the nerves in the bladder and urinary tract that are responsible for making the spasms. So antispasmodic drugs are usually the first drug that the physician will roll out and treat your problem with. If that doesn't work, then the next prescription in your hand could be an antidepressant, like a tricyclic drug, to calm the nerves down that are responsible for stimulating urination. Also, the side effects of these drugs are they make your eyes sensitive to light, dry mouth, blurred vision, lightheadedness, headaches, stomach cramps, nausea, skin discoloration, allergy symptoms like stuffy or runny nose, hair loss, and genital pain. Sheesh. Okay, let's talk about the muscle. We're going to get to the heart of this matter. There are some natural therapies to consider before you resort to all the drug surgery and adult diapers. Now, Kegel exercises can help strengthen the muscles involved with the urinary tract and to help control urine flow. Now, these exercises are to strengthen the pelvic floor, which is imperative for women to keep this area strong, especially after childbirth. Books, videotapes, or videos, I should say, CDs, and physical therapists and yoga instructors, they are good resources for learning how to do these pelvic floor exercises. So weight loss is also going to go a long way in taking a lot of pressure off the bladder. So if you're, 10, 15 pounds more overweight, you definitely want to drop that weight. Now, there's some books out there that are helpful when you're talking about these pelvic floor exercises. There are several books that assist you with the research on what you're going through. If you need some strengthening in this area, you can check out a couple of books. One is called the V book, V as in Victor. V book, it's by Elizabeth Stewart. The other one is called The Female Pelvis by Blandine Callis Germain. And then the third one is called Pelvic Power by Eric Franklin. Okay, so if your pelvic floor suffers from a gripped muscle, you could have cystitis or some other conditions in that pelvic region. And then in that case, these books are helpful. It's called A Headache in the Pelvis by David Weiss and Rodney Anderson. And the other book is called Ending Female Pain by Issa Herrera. That helps with pain and tips on massage and things like that. So you can check those books out or search around online for some assistance and pointing you in the right direction. We got some other stuff, though, you probably need to take into consideration because it's usually not one thing that gets you better. It's usually a combination of things. So here we go. One thing that you should pay attention to is magnesium, because you'll want to make sure you have adequate amounts of magnesium, this mineral, which is needed for muscle and nerve function. There's a study out of Tel Aviv University that found that women who improved their magnesium intake also improved their bladder and urinary tract function. So the women, they experience fewer trips to the bathroom, especially at night. So an excellent source of your natural magnesium is going to be in some of your foods, like your turnip greens, sardines, and oatmeal, and, of course, your Celtic sea salt. Now, if you want a free magnesium food list, or if you want to order some Celtic sea salt, you can contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can reach them toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, but if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Of course, if you want to email your request for the food list, just email support@thepowerherbs.com. Now, also on this other stuff list that you should take into consideration is smoking. There's a few studies have been done back in 92 and 95 that found there seems to be a strong relationship between current and former cigarette smoking and the urinary incontinence in women. So if you're a smoker, you may want to think about quitting. And caffeine and alcohol is also on the list. You want to avoid substances that irritate or stimulate the bladder and urinary tract. And so caffeine and alcohol tend to do that. They stimulate the nerve endings in the bladder wall, as well as to excite the brain, which helps control bladder function. So your coffee, your tea, your alcohol all work like diuretics. So you want to use caution and limit those or just avoid them. Also, you want to stay regular. You want to avoid becoming constipated, which can put a lot of pressure on that bladder and irritate it. So hydrate with some green tea and some water, but find that perfect balance and don't overdo the liquids. Also, stress is in the picture. Avoid stress, which can contribute to your incontinence issues. And chocolate is on the list. I know, this is terrible. Chocolate, really? Yeah, avoid eating chocolate because it has the caffeine, but also chocolate acts like an antispasmodic or a tranquilizer on what is known as the PC muscle. It's called the pupococcygeus muscle, or they call it PC muscle for short. And this muscle is a hammock-like muscle, and it stretches from the pubic bone all the way to the coccyx, which is your tailbone. And this tends to form the floor of the pelvic cavity and controls urine flow. So if your PC muscle is strong, you're less likely to have urinary incontinence. Now, the culprit chemical in your chocolate that can make your PC muscle sleepy is the methylxanthine. Okay. Also, foods that you might want to avoid, some foods that tend to aggravate the bladder and contribute to urge incontinence, you should avoid these foods: white sugar, corn syrup, honey, fructose, artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, carbonated drinks. Usually they're loaded with sugar, artificial sweeteners, and colors. Also, spices. Some people don't do well with the spicy foods like curry, chili, and cayenne, as they can stimulate a bladder. Now, cranberry juice is on the list, and you know, most people think, you know, cranberry juice is going to fix this problem. Well, actually, because of the high pH content in cranberry juice, sometimes it can make this situation worse. And then there's the drugs. Some medications can affect urinary and bladder functions, blood pressure and heart medications, muscle relaxants, sedatives, diuretics, and any products that would also include Excedrin can be a problem in this issue. But there are some herbs that will empower you, you know, save the money and save the environment regarding those adult diapers and look for the natural solution. There are herbs which can cleanse away irritating pathogens and help strengthen that bladder wall and that PC muscle. So herbs like your uvarisi leaf, horsetail, pipsqueak leaf, marshmallow root, and golden flower can eliminate the need for these diapers. So dietary modifications should also be a part of the plan to avoid further irritation of the urinary. Now, the herbs to help the muscle and connective tissue to support the pelvic floor, I would also use those, and you'll find those herbs in the calcium formula over at the powerherbs.com website. They also have their kidney bladder cleanser, and you're also going to find smoker's helper if you need to quit smoking, and of course, bowel cleanse formula A to avoid that nasty constipation. Valerian roots there to help calm the nerves, especially if you're under stress, and of course, Celtic sea salt with your organic magnesium is there as well. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to order or to request a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277 or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You're empowered. Go for it. We got to take a break. More on the other side. Stay with us.
I'm pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we were talking about controlling the uncontrollable. The first part of the show, it's urgency, incontinence, a bladder that just won't stop. Well, you can do it. You just didn't think you could, and so that's why we're here, saying it. God's herbs are good. He didn't expect you to have to live with a pharmaceutical industry. God's herbs are good, and he put them here, and he said, herbs are meat. They're for the service of man, and I, for one, believe him. So if you want to check it out, thepowerherbs.com. That'll be the official website for the folks at Apothecary Herbs that they specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing. You need to just tweak that diet and cleanse out the pathogens, and you'll be fine. You'll be amazed. All righty, we're going to talk about the immune system a little bit here. And, you know, natural lifelong immunity is preferred over the temporary any immunity. I don't believe immunizations offer any immunity, but just for the sake of argument, let's say they do. And it's temporary. I'd rather have the real deal. So if you have a strong enough immune system, it can even protect you from drug-resistant pathogens, because you got to keep in mind, these pathogens are not resistant to your herbs that strengthen your immune system. They're not resistant to your immune system. You just have a weak one. You need to strengthen it. You need to power it up a little bit. So for the most part, people say, you know, if you ask them, you know, how's your immune system doing? Is it pretty strong? They'll say probably not, or I'm not sure. I hate to say it, but, you know, we live in times where, you know, we're getting there. You better make sure. You better figure that out really quick. So if you're not sure if your immune system could deal with upper respiratory system infections without drugs, or, you know, sinus, you know, the sinus infections, or the rhinoviruses, the pneumonia, the, you know, the bronchitis. Well, then I'm glad I don't ask people if they could survive a plague, you know, because obviously the answer would be no. But you can survive a plague if you get busy now and start powering up your system. There's a way to do that. Now, the statistics on how frail our human immune system is today is kind of shocking. We have 89.9% of Americans that are exposed to, you know, an onslaught of vaccines, an onslaught of antibiotics, all the way from birth to, you know, whatever your age is now. So vaccines and antibiotics are the major tools being used to strip away a natural immunity, leaving you very vulnerable, extremely vulnerable. Now, let's look at some events. Now, we're going to be in the heart of the cold and flu season before we know it. A lot of times the media will come on and tell us, you know, that, you know, get your flu shots, and, you know, the flu strain this year is X, Y, and Z, you know, bird flu A or bird flu B. Alphabet flu shots are available everywhere. So what most people aren't really hearing is there is usually you'll see an uptick in upper respiratory infections and sinus infections. And last year, those types of infections were not responding very well to the antibiotics. 4-week course of some very strong antibiotics, and people struggled even then to get rid of it. And most folks can take an antibiotic and reduce the symptoms enough so they can get back to work or to school, but then you're exposing everybody else. Of course, they are, you know, coughing and spreading the infection everywhere. So these types of modern treatments that medicine offers is really creating this super race of pathogens that soon there's not going to be any drug that can touch it. You know, we've got these new Pandora viruses. They don't know what to expect from that. Right? So everyone knows that this day was coming. Scientists knew it. Medical physicians knew it. Drug companies knew it. And now, of course, you know it. The problem exists. It's not going to go away. They've known this has been on the horizon since the 70s. So what makes our situation really much worse is that the drug and vaccine treatments have weakened the immune systems, but they're also changing the DNA and RNA of our body. So today, the immune system of an average vaccinated, antibiotic-popping adult is not as strong as the antibiotic-free, non-vaccinated 3-year-old. Yeah, Dr. Mercola said that. Joseph Mercola. All right. There was a report in the International Medical Council on vaccinations. They have some informational resources that they offer physicians and even laypersons on immunity issues. And they're and they had an interesting 2011 report on immunity and vaccines that was written by Dr. Harold Buttram and Catherine Frompovich. The title of the paper was Basics of the Human Immune System Prior to Introduction of Vaccines. And the other question they ask, are vaccines turning our children's immune systems inside out? But according to the authors of this paper, newborn babies have temporary protection with maternal antibodies, and that the baby's immune system is like a muscle that must be exercised to become strong. So through natural exposure to childhood diseases, the immune system is challenged to become fully functional by the time a child is three. So in our early years, disease actually strengthens both the epithelial and the endothelial tissues. They are respective organs with lymph nodes. So when we are exposed to disease naturally, it offers a conferring permanent immunity, which is not the same case when you're vaccinated. So if that were not true, there would be no need for booster vaccinations. Think about that. Okay, so Dr. Rebecca Carley has been saying for years, vaccines are dangerous. Dangerous, more dangerous than we ever could have imagined. So Dr. Button's report is actually sprinkled with a lot of research from other people that are supporting what he's saying, what Dr. Rebecca Carley has been saying about vaccines that are causing autoimmune diseases, asthma, diabetes, cancer, and the disease list is pretty long. I think Dr. Carley calls it all internal medicine disorders. So how do we avoid the childhood diseases? Well, according to Dr. Bruttman's report, the way to avoid childhood disease isn't necessarily through your vaccines, but it's through your diet. Nutrition plays the big role in health and avoiding sugar and eating more fruits and vegetables. Make sure you get some natural vitamin A and C to help protect your immune system. Most people think that the cold and flu season, they associate that with cold weather and being indoors more. Perhaps that is true, but it also is the time of the year that people consume more sugar. It's served up for the holidays, and it suppresses an immune system. So research by Professor Emmanuel Cherkaskin at Alabama University Medical School showed that drinking one sugar-rich soda is enough to paralyze your macrophages, which is your immune system white blood cells that go out and they gobble up all the infection just like Pac-Man, you know. So just one soda can paralyze your immune system from doing that by at least 50%. So you've just, you know, wiped out 50% of your immunity by drinking a Coke. Okay, let's talk about the seeds of genetic change also you should need to be aware of. When you are using drugs and vaccines in the human system, it does make changes to the system. The antibiotics will stifle the immune system with repeated suppressions each time that the drug is used. So the immune system muscle becomes really weak. And when vaccines are injected into the blood, we are actually changing the DNA and the RNA code. So Dr. Rebecca Carley has also reported on this as well, and researchers are calling this transcession. That's what they call it when they're changing your RNA and your DNA code. It's called transcession. All right, so this term actually describes the vaccines are bringing about a genetic hybridization. So this is a big threat to future generations, and Dr. Buttram calls this the greatest hazard of today's childhood vaccine program. He goes on to say that vaccine pharmacology has many ripple effects, and medicine is either not prepared or they're unwilling to address the unknown effects that are awaiting us. And you could read more about the childhood vaccines in Dr. Harold Buttman's book. It's called A Commentary on Current Childhood Vaccine Programs. And this is the other thing that I didn't even think of that somebody brought up a while back was if these vaccines are definitely changing our DNA code, we are going to have a generation of people that can't trace their lineage because of those changes. DNA-wise, they can't. So I do not believe it is an accident that the vaccine program is destroying the immune system of human beings. It's creating more disease and even changing the very fiber of our body. So injecting what is essentially a bioweapon directly into the bloodstream is not logical, but it's really insanity. So as science sees the vaccine industry becoming more advanced, it is in reality becoming more deadly. So animal DNA used in your vaccines will change us on a cellular level. Fetus tissue in a vaccine is tantamount to really cannibalism. And making such vaccines mandatory or for certain employees and public school students is even more threatening to our way of life and existence. So when you don't do your homework and you roll up your sleeve or your child's sleeve and you're hoping the shot won't do you any harm, well, the evidence once suppressed is now being exposed thanks to a lot of researchers, parents, and some physicians like Dr. Carley who have the guts to speak out. So this is where you stand up for yourself, you stand up for your family, and you stand up for the next generation, and you say no. So more people die from vaccine-induced diseases than from firearms, folks. So if you can say no to gun confiscation, you can say no to vaccines. So let's talk about your immune system recovery, okay, because that's what you're going to need. Now really is a good time to think about rebuilding and actually doing it. Rebuild your weak immune system. So if you can't get past a sinus infection or bronchitis or a head cold or a common cold flu virus without an over-the-counter or a prescription drug, then you know it's time you got some work to do to strengthen your immune system muscle. Now, my concern is that eventually there will be a tight restriction on a lot of drugs through government health care. Drugs will be very expensive, or the availability may be non-existent. We don't know. So there's a question there. So what will the folks with a weak immune system do then? So recovering your natural immunity is going to require some effort, and you will need to rest as much as you can when you are sick. I know there's a lot of pressure from your school, from teachers, from Board of Education. If you got kids out, you know, they don't like you being out more than 3 days. They get all weird. And you got to have a doctor's excuse. And then, of course, if you take a kid to the doctor to get a doctor's excuse, they're going to want a prescription for something. Or you got your boss saying, you know, you need to get in here, you know. So there's a lot of pressure to get well, but you're just going to have to resist it, and you're going to have to rest. Rest is a big deal when you're building an immune system muscle. When you want to rest and get over this, you need to rest. So if you can, do the best you can there. There are some herbs that can help you to rebuild an immune system even when you're not sick, and there are some that you want to use when you are sick. So there's two sides of this. There are herbs to help to rebuild an immune system and can get you over a common cold or a flu bug, quickly, you know, 2 to 3 days rather than a week. The more aggressive strains, you know, may set you back 5 to 7 days, you know, if you get bronchitis or walking pneumonia. But you got to have to rest and allow the body to produce those antibodies to make you stronger the next time that viral strain comes around your neighborhood. You already have a natural antibody for it. You won't even feel a symptom. Your body will automatically launch it, and you won't even come down with anything. So lifelong immunity is superior, and you need to start shooting for that. Everybody needs to. Now, if you need some help, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they are the immune-boosting specialists and organ-cleansing specialists. They have certain formulas you can use as a prevention. They have certain formulas you use only when you're sick to shorten the duration of illness, and there's reasons behind all that. And they explain it to you. Okay? It's an education as well as, you know, a building process. So if you want to get a free product catalog to find out where you should start, or give them a call, toll free 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com is their website if you want to check it out, and get a free product catalog. The catalog is on the website if you want to download the PDF version of it, and start learning. Really, get a hold of this. You got to get control of this. Obamacare is not going to be the answer. It's just not. It's going to implode big time. So we'd rather not have you implode. All right. Also, if you're visiting the website, feel free to check out the books and newsletter section. Click on that tab because there's a couple of newsletters that are free and they're educational and they go out every week. And one will cover a bunch of stuff like health and politics and finances. That's the American Survival. That one goes out on Tuesdays. And then the HealthQuest one, which is about natural therapies, that goes out on Fridays. And another added bonus is that you will get discount coupons in your newsletters that you can apply to your purchasing of the Apothecary Herbs products. So you can save, I think this week the newsletter discount was 15%. So you can save 15% on your herbal products. All right, let's see. Well, we got a few minutes. We're gonna talk about some. What was it? Respiratory stuff, pulmonary stuff. I'm gonna save this other thing for next time, but the pulmonary congestion. Is a big deal when you get into, you know, the leaves are coming off the trees, you're getting some rain and some, and the leaves are getting all moldy and people start coughing and hacking and getting congested. And also if you tend to be a smoker, or if you have emphysema or asthma, it just makes it even worse. So pulmonary diseases are pretty prevalent, and most of the cases are preventable though. And so, for instance, when you smoke, you can damage your airway, and you probably know this, and also the protective mucosa that's on your lungs, which is its own immune system, by the way, is damaged too. So this is why smokers tend to have a suppressed or overall immune system and have an increased risk of infections, bacterial and viral. The ability for your lungs to function declines at a much faster rate compared to that of a non-smoker. So if you check out the cold and flu packages on thepowerherbs.com, they got this really neat one, and they have this Typhoo oil that comes with the pack. And what you do is you just put a little bit of this oil in the palm of your hand, rub your palms together, and cup it over your nose and mouth and breathe in deeply. And this really does help dilate the bronchial. It shrinks swollen passages, and as you can just relax and breathe easier, has a disinfecting kind of quality about it as well. They used to use this kind of oil in the turn of the century in hospitals and stuff, obviously to cut down on bad aromas, but it also helped to disinfect the air, purify the air. So you can put some of this essential oil, if you'd like, in a diffuser and put that throughout the room or house, and help cleanse your air as well. So there's lots that you could do for making your breathing easier and getting rid of the bacteria. So there are some natural health stores and spas and clinics where you can get a bunch of those natural oils as well to help sanitize and get rid of the bacteria and the viral droplets that are in the air when people cough them out. Eucalyptus is an excellent antibacterial, as well as peppermint. Any tree essence, actually, like eucalyptus, are going to be an antibacterial agent. So tea tree oil is one, for instance. So if you have a combination of eucalyptus, tea tree, peppermint, and you want to put that in a diffuser or even a humidifier to help cleanse the air and your lungs, that is also great. You can use 6 dropperfuls of the oil, which would be 1.5 teaspoons, in your humidifier each day. And many health food stores will have various eucalyptus tea tree oil blends that you can put in your diffuser, or just put in the palm of your hand and then cup them over your nose and mouth and breathe it in. It's very, very nice at cleansing the respiratory system. And it's a step in the right direction in supporting and boosting your immunity. So if you tend to have pulmonary issues and you want to address that, if you want to cleanse, juice flushing is good, oil, castor oil packs are good, skin poultices help remove a lot of toxins. You'll find out a lot about that stuff in the Power Herbs ebook, and that is just $14.99, which you can just, you know, get from the powerherbs.com website. You just go to Books and Newsletters and click that tab, and you'll find the Power Herbs book there, and it's 400 pages, and it's emailed to you. And it is just amazing. It covers your salt, why salts, real salt's important, and organ cleansing, the cold sheet treatment, which is kind of something you do in European spas. They don't really do it over here in America much. And these are all toxin removal types of things. And so you'll find out just how empowering a lot of this is going to be. And if you're one of these self-sufficient kind of people, you're going to want to know this stuff. You're definitely going to want to know this stuff. And I have heard from some of our subscribers that get the newsletters, they print them off and put them in a 3-ring binder because of the information in there. It's helpful, you know. So if you're learning how to make your own tinctures, or how to do cleansing the pulmonary, how to get rid of incontinence and what herbs to use for that. I mean, this is why people are printing this stuff off, putting it in a binder for when it happens, and they don't have anything else to turn to, right? Well, I wouldn't wait for when it happens. I'd turn to it now, you know, empower and strengthen the system. That's what we're about at Apothecary Herbs. We'll empower you. That's what we like to do. Ooh, I see by the clock, I am about out of time. But, you know, we'll be here on Thursday, and we're probably going to talk a little bit about alcoholism. Know anybody that needs some help there? So we'll cover that and some other things. Tons of stuff. We'll never run out of empowering information to share with you folks. We just won't. So check out thepowerherbs.com or give them a call for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.